You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, you can lease a 2017 Blue Cruise from only $138 bi-weekly at Lakewood Chev. Shogger, have you went out and have you tried catfish?
Yeah, I think they had it as the media meal the other night, if I remember correctly.
And was it good?
Like, no, man. No. Yeah, it two bites and it went bad. So I generally don't like to complain too much about the media food because we're appreciative of it. But no, did not sit well. Ended up having to try the fried chicken instead. That was a tough go-to. Like, it's just tough to find a reasonably healthy plate of food down here. That's the one complaint that I'll have, is that it's, if you're trying to shed a few lbs.
No, I know. It's impossible.
To fit into a wedding tux that you prematurely had sized, and you're trying desperately to fit into it in 6 weeks, it can be a little stressful spending a week and a half in Nashville.
Are there also no running trails or workout facilities there as well? Or
I'm trying to do it just through diet, Strud. I think that's the way it works best.
You're a traditionalist. I love it. All right, let's get into it.
By the way, I totally believe you and your golf score, Strud.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you.
I got your back. You played on a lot of terrible teams that missed the playoffs. You have played a ton of golf. No question in my mind that 82 is something you'd be capable of at Blackhawk.
I'll order you an exercise tuxedo, buddy. All right, let's move along to this series. Last night, how much did the attitude change around, or not, sorry, the other night, change when for Nashville? The dressing room, are they more relaxed, or are they still kind of feeling similar to what they were leading up to that, the guaranteed win Saturday night?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a sigh of relief you can kind of sense among the guys. I mean, let's face it, looking at going down 3-0 and coming out of there very much back in this series, I think that they, to me, Strud, it seemed like they went back to relying on their principles as a team. I mean, they got right back to not only being a suffocating defensive team and not giving any time and space to the Penguins with the puck, but also to really pushing the pace physically. I thought they did a really good job. It was one of the fastest, most hard-hitting games that I've covered. Like, it was crazy, the tempo and the physicality in that game. So I think they definitely are breathing a sigh of relief more than anything, just because they've got their game back, their entire game, not just the defense, but all sides of it in the physicality.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the defense, and there's no doubt they create a lot, and they got their their points, and they put up the 4D-men. I got all over 10 points now in the playoffs, which is really impressive.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at that back. I think that's the heart and soul of their team. When those guys are going, I think it takes the pressure off the rest. You know, or last week we spoke about how they pinched, it caused some issues, as far as them pinching in, and then the forwards not doing the right job. And I thought the forwards did back them up well the other night. Now it's easier when you have a bit of a lead, but I think that's the core of their team. When they're going, more so even than Pekka-Renny, they set the tone for the rest of the group.
Well, and you look at the balance of the odd man rushes in the series, right? I mean,
right,
after game two, we were talking about all those odd man rushes that the Penguins had, and holy smokes. And you got defensemen that are pinching up and creating these odd man rushes the other way. The Predators were complaining about the fact that most of their goals against were off odd man rushes. We knew it was a huge focus for them heading into game three. And the balance completely shifted. It was the Penguins who were giving up all the odd man rushes. I think the Preds had like 5 or 6 through the first couple of periods. It just, the script was completely flipped in that regard. So I think it was a combination. I think, and it has to do with staying within themselves and maybe guys playing, still getting used to the stage of a Stanley Cup final and understanding that, I mean, the rules are the same. The risk reward is the same. There's no reason to be more aggressive in a Stanley Cup final game than there is in a first or second round game. Stay within yourself. And I thought they took fewer chances and put themselves in fewer spots where they were at risk for those. And they dominated as far as odd man rushes go. They barely gave up any.
Ryan Oshog from TSN joins us. Crosby and Malkin basically invisible offensively in that game. No shots. It was like first time in 142 playoff games. So obviously I don't expect that to continue. But Phil Kessel's another guy. He's just not shooting the puck. Like, he's got one of the top five shooters in the game when it comes to snapshots. And he's just not a guy who's shooting at all. He injured?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
He looks okay to me. I mean, I watched him in practice yesterday. I mean, who knows? It's the Stanley Cup final. Everybody's injured to a certain degree, but is it impairing his ability to produce? I don't think so. It was interesting yesterday. Like, he went for a 4 minute and 25 second skate around with Rick Tockett, and our camera rolled on the entire thing. And this is sort of when they first get out for practice, when they're just skating around, getting ready for practice to start. And he and Tockett just talked and talked and talked. And Kessel was like gesticulating and throwing his arms in the air and looking up to the heavens and like reenacting opportunities he had. And it was just this crazy animated discussion between the two of them. Kessel has said that Tockett's his most favorite assistant coach he's ever played for. He's an interesting guy. Look, I mean, he hasn't been good enough. And he, like Crosby and Malkin, have been turning away too many shooting opportunities or not hitting the net. And they need more from him, no question about it. But he hasn't spoken to the media. I haven't even seen him around the dressing room. Like the Penguins guys, their media availabilities are brutal, quite frankly, compared to what every other team I've covered this year in the playoffs are. I mean, Sid does his bit. I'm not criticizing Crosby. He definitely does his bit. But as far as the supporting cast and the rest of the guys, there's a lot of guys that are MIA a lot.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned the idea that Sid and Malkin and Kessler maybe, you know, not taking the shots they have. And I don't really see them having that many clean looks at the net that they really looked off. You know, and I guess you could say maybe they've passed it off a few times, but I don't remember watching that last game thinking, oh man, there was a wide open shot. Like, do you feel they're actually getting, you know, they're not even really, I don't feel like they're getting these chances. Do you feel that that's a fair comment? If not, what do you see that perhaps, you know, we're not missing or missing on TV?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair comment, Struz, that they're not getting as many as we might be used to seeing those guys get when we watch them play. I wish I had my notes with me. I marked down two where Crosby got the puck on his stick, could have shot, and tried to make a fancy play. I've got two marks in my notebook where I thought that happened. And, okay, through the course of a 60-minute game, whatever, that's two times. But consider that he had no shots. Malkin had no shot attempts even. And if the Predators are going to play it as tight as they are going to play it, two times is probably too many because the chances are so few and far between. So, look, yesterday, and maybe, you know, regardless of what either of us think, Sidney Crosby spent some time on the ice yesterday, sat in the middle of the ice and passed pucks back to the point, quick one-touch pass back to him, spin, fire. Then did it out of the corner, spin, fire. Like, you can always tell which part of Crosby's game he's not happy with by the off-day skates. He always zeroes in on one particular skill set, one particular just something. And that's precisely what he was working on yesterday. So, you know, whether he did or didn't, it seems to me he feels like he needs to get into that shooter's mentality because that's what he was working on big time.
Shogger, quickly, with so many media guys around, I'm sure all sorts of rumors flying around. People have suggested maybe Vegas has made some deals and they're going to hold off either until the cup is completely over or potentially on an off day announce some of them. There was that wild report out of Russia, the Ovechkin and the Flames. Do you see Ovechkin getting traded this summer?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess anything can happen, and we've seen that anything can happen. But I don't necessarily think so. I think that they've got, you know, the owner has always been pretty loyal to him. This Olympic stuff is never great. It's never a great look when he's talking about, when he's talking about walking out on the season partway through and leaving the team. And I can understand the team maybe having a bit of trepidation about facing that down, but he's a franchise player. I would be surprised. So, anything can happen, I guess, but I would be really surprised if this one did. You guys?
I think Ted Leonis is in it to make money, and Ovi makes you money. I mean, you look at what's happened there since he's come in. I mean, not that they were a bad organization before, but they were, you know, like a lot of, they were just average. You know, now I would assume that they're one of the top people for selling jerseys. That place is full all the time. There's a reason that they are, you know, they're on the map. They're in Washington. You trade out Ovechkin, who's, you know, Nick Backstrom's a great player, but I don't see him having the same personality as what Ovechkin has. So if I think if, and I've said this before, if you want to move your franchise along and maybe it's a hard decision, I think you can become a better team, maybe spread that out and make that trade. But if you want to make money, Ovi's your guy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. I mean, the longer they have Ovechkin, the longer that the, you know, the revenue will probably be as high as it can be. From a hockey operation standpoint, you probably would consider making that move if another team out there feels like he's still got a couple of high-end years left in him. and is willing to take all the money and everything that comes with it, and willing to give good prospects in return and current guys that can step in and play, yeah, from a hockey operations standpoint, I can see how it would be tempting. I mean, they haven't been able to get to where they want to go, despite lots of time with Ovechkin as a member of their, as the key component to their club. I could see a couple of ways in which it makes sense, but dollars and cents at the end of the day, especially for Leontsis, he's always been so loyal to Ovechkin. I would be surprised on that front if he allowed that to happen.
Shogger, have fun in Nashville tonight. And for the next few, because you're staying in Nashville, right?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm going to stay here and wait till the series shifts back. So it should be good times. Going to the Grand Ole Opry on Tuesday and big country music festival happening. Should be good times.
And find a treadmill.
Yeah, go for a walk. I guess, Shogger, though, one last thing. Don't you want an update on Gregor's health status? Because I know last week you were some concerned about he was, you know, the passing of the kidney stones.
Yeah, I definitely was concerned. I was just going to shoot him a text, but if we're talking about it openly on the air, how was all that?
Well, there was nothing. He made it up. I have no idea why.
What?
It's like it's like the worst Pinocchio joke ever.
I'm putting a cancel on the specialty cookies and flowers that I sent in. There's like this edible arrangements fruit basket that I spent $250 on.
Well, I would have appreciated those. Although if they're arriving this late, something tells me that's about as truthful as Strud's story. So,
yeah. Well, either way, buddy, get well soon.
Yeah, don't worry. I will. Have a good one.